I feel like I've been run over with a Mack truck, a locomotive, everything else. I've been working on that property. A flash flood come through, and I've been digging and working in blocks and everything, trying to repair the property and the hole and matic and everything else. So I'm just wore out tonight. But God is still good. He is still good. Hallelujah. If you got your Bibles, turn with me into Psalms 86. Psalms 86. If I could title this tonight, I'd like to say, like David of old, Lord, show me a token. How many knows what a token is?
Yes.
Show me a witness.
Come on.
Lord, show me some kind of a sign. Just let me know. How many know sometimes you can be down and out. You can be right in the midst of a battle. You can be right in the valley. You can be low in the spirit.
Yes.
And how many know sometimes you say, Lord, are you there?
Come on, Brother Thomas.
I know every one of us. We're in this flesh where we walk by faith and not by sight.
Yeah.
And there's some times when we hurt and we go through things,
come on.
We say, Lord, I just need a token. Something you just show me. Let me know you're still there. You're still with me. And I believe you to work it out, God. Oh, Lord, what was it? God told Noah. He said, Noah, he had destroyed the earth and all flesh therein. And when that old ark settled up on Mount Ararat, and they come off of that ark, God made a covenant with Noah and said, Noah, I will no more send a flood, a great flood, to destroy all of mankind. What did he do? He said, Noah, I'm going to give you a token. I'm going to give you a sign. Well, I'm going to put my bow in the cloud. And any time, how many knows usually after a storm is when the rainbow appears?
Come on.
Who's ever seen a double rainbow?
Yeah.
I have. A double rainbow. I said, my goodness. And God says, Noah, I'll show you a token. I'll put my bow in the cloud. And whenever you look at it and you see the colors of it, you'll know you won't have to worry about floodwaters destroying anything else. Oh, my goodness. Sometimes we just need a witness, don't we?
Come on.
We just need a token.
Right, right.
You still there, Lord?
Come on.
Are you with me? Hallelujah. I mean, those old enemy just battle you in your mind sometimes. Mind battles, you reach for the Lord. You say, Lord, I just need you to touch me some way, somehow. What was it the Lord told Moses? He said, Moses, you tell all the children of Israel to take a lamb without blemish and without spot. Take it and slay it and kill it. And take it, the hyssop, and dip it down in the blood and put it on the side post and over the lintel of the door. He said, I'm going to send a death angel through the land of Egypt about midnight. And he said, when I see the blood will be a token unto you.
Yes.
And when I see the blood, I will pass over you.
Yes,
I will kill and slay every male of the firstborn of every family. He said, but if you're in that house, I want you to stay in it. And don't, I felt that. I believe I'll stay in the house.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. Glory. I believe I'll stay with the Lord and keep right on asserting Him.
Yes.
Oh, blessed Lord. And about midnight, and another scripture said, God said, I will pass through the land of Egypt. And I'm telling you, I don't know if anybody... You ever notice when you go down the street, you see these big neon signs and all lit up? It'll get your attention. Can you imagine as the Lord passed through the whole land of Egypt and looked over the camp of His people and all of those tents and those dwellings and everything? And when God looked down and He saw it, it just looked like it glowed in the dark. The blood of the Lamb is over the door. Hallelujah. Raise your little hand as I thank God the blood was applied to me a long time ago. Applied to the doorpost of my heart. And when that old enemy comes, comes in. He cannot touch me. He cannot have me. Hallelujah. Moses told him, said, stay inside of your house and don't come out. Hallelujah. And I tell you, if there ever a time that we need to stay with the Lord, we need to stay with him right now, rooted and grounded. Hallelujah. In him. And don't let the devil lie to you, but say, Lord, I'm going to keep the blood applied, and I'm going to walk with you, and I'm going to talk with you, and I'm going to hold your hand when the enemy comes in like a flood. Hallelujah. God said, I will lift up a standard against him. Hallelujah. Can you say, I don't belong to the devil anymore? I used to. Hallelujah. He controlled my life. I ain't going to let him have one inch of it now. You cannot have my mind. You cannot have my thought life. I ain't going to listen to your lies. I tell you, we might have our trial and we might go through the fire, but I'm telling you, it's worth it to hold on to the Lord, because he is faithful and he'll never leave you and he'll never forsake you. He'll rise up and he'll fight your battle. He'll be with you in the middle of the dark night. Hallelujah. He'll take care of you. He'll feed you when you're hungry. He'll make sure you got clothes on your back and a place to sleep. I tell you, if you seek the Lord and his righteousness and put him first and seek the kingdom of God, the Lord said, I'll take care of you. And that old enemy might come in one way, but the Lord said, I'll make him flee seven ways. Hallelujah. He said, I'll bless your bread and I'll bless your water, and I'll take sickness out of the midst of thee. Hallelujah. I'll bless your bread. I'll bless you in the field. I'll bless you in the city. Hallelujah to God. I'll make you the head and not the tail. I'll bless you when you go out, and I'll bless you when you come back in. I'm telling you, the blessings of the Lord maketh rich and addeth no sorrow unto it. I'm telling you, I was tired and I was weary and my body was aching when I came to the Lord. But I feel the Holy Ghost. I feel the power of God. I feel the anointing of the Lord. Hallelujah. Nobody can touch you like the Lord can touch you. He's my healer. Hallelujah. He's my Savior. He's touched my mind. And he touched my body. And he called on my heart. Raise your hand and praise him.
Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty.
Well, glory to God, glory, glory, glory.
Glory,
it's worth serving him.
Yeah.
I said it's worth a hold at all.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Show me a token, Jesus. Now that's one of them tokens.
Yeah, yeah. Look at this. Well, praise the Lord.
Come on.
Woo. Yeah.
Sometimes we come battle weary, we're tired and everything.
Come on.
You know where a lot of times we get our token? Hallelujah. Whenever we raise our hands and we don't feel anything, but Brother Ronnie had it. When we lift our hand and acknowledge him,
yes,
and respect him and reverence him and say, Lord, I just want to thank you what you've done for me, what you brought me out of, and all the blessings that I have had. Oh, Lord. And you feel something from the glory world coming down. Hallelujah. The token of his presence comes down and he shows you that he's still with you. I come to the altar, heavy laden, carrying a heavy load. Oh, the burden is heavy. Hallelujah, been battling the devil all week. But I come to the house of the Lord. I don't feel God. I don't feel like shouting. But I'm telling you, when I bow on my knees and I come to the altar, hallelujah, the Lord gives me a token. And I feel the Spirit of the Lord coming now. Hallelujah. The token is in the hand. Well, praise the Lord.
Yes.
Raise your hand and praise him.
Praise,
there's a token in the hand of God.
Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, praise.
Grab that oil bottle and anoint you in the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
I feel the token.
Yeah.
I feel the token.
Yeah. Come on, come on, come on.
Brother Ron gets up here on this organ. Hallelujah to the Lord. And they begin to sing. And you feel something coming over the congregation. It's just like a cloud of God's presence. And his face is turning red. And it's shining with the glow of God. And the Lord sends a token. I'm saying, I am with you. Hallelujah. You're my chosen. You're my children. I got my hand on this church.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I just wish I had 20-year-old lungs.
I don't know if I'll read that or not.
Come on.
Friday, we had a flash flood out there.
Come on.
You heard the old saying, bringing cats and dogs. And I'm telling you, I looked out the window. I'm going to back up. I had a dream, and at 6:15 a.m., I had a dream. The Lord does give me dreams.
Yeah.
And in that dream, as soon as I had it, I woke up at 6:15, right on the dot. But in that dream, it was awful floods, water, muddy water and everything. I looked out the window and the waters kept getting higher and higher and higher, and it's coming toward my house. I told Mary, I said, man, oh man. I said, look out this window, look at all of these floodwaters. I said, they're coming closer. They're coming closer to the house. So I left her there. She's looking out the window, and I went around to the back side of the house and looked out the back window, and it was starting to come in. Right where the baseboard is, it's starting to seep in, just barely starting to seep in. And I went running back into the other room. I said, get your oil, you better pray. That's exactly what I said. As soon as I said it, I woke up. Get your oil, you better pray to anoint. Friday, I'm telling you, it was an awful storm. I mean, rains. Pouring. I can't tell you. I got it on my phone. I mean pouring. Heavy. You couldn't see far through it. It kept pouring. I watched the floodwaters come over the bank and coming in my lawn and coming up. And I went through the house. It's coming toward my building. I had my two tractors in the building. So I went through the house and I opened the door, the front door like this, and looked out. And waters was coming so hard off of the hillside, it was coming across the pavement of the road in front of our house. And it was starting to come right up next to the house. I hollered at Mary, she was in the other room. I said, babe, come in here and look at this. Hurry, hurry. And the flood waters was coming and lapping up against my garage door. I had a seal on the bottom of it. It was coming around the house. It liked just a little bit coming up over the porch and coming in the house. I went back out on the back deck and the water kept rising, rising and coming toward my building. It was a pour. And I raised my right hand like this. And I said, oh, God. I said, I don't know how. I said, but would you turn this thing, Lord, or shut it off? I said, help us, oh, Lord, I pray. Oh, God. Went back on the inside. The waters were still coming up, gushing on hitting the side of the house, going around the front. But it never did get in the house. It never did get inside of my garage. It stopped before it got to my outbuilding. I told the Lord before it stopped, I said, oh, Lord. I said, I'm still going to praise you. I'm still going to love you. No matter what happens, I'm still going to serve you, Lord. And I remember walking through the house, Brother Gary, waving my hand like this. I said, I praise you, Lord. I praise you, Lord. Went back outside, and the waters, the rain shut off. Hallelujah.
and the storm quit. Hallelujah. The waters began to recede and go away from my house. That is a blessed token that the Lord cares and the Lord sees. Hallelujah. The Lord knows I'm going to serve you anyway, Lord. And the waters backed off. I raise your little hand. I'm telling you, the Lord still hears when you cry to him with the whole of your heart. I say, Lord, I need your touch. Would you work this thing out? I tell you, he'll take care of his children.
Yes.
That's scary. It's scary. So here's the token. I went back there in my room. And Sister Maria, as I usually do, Brother Ron, I sat down in my recliner. I picked up my pen. And I began to write. By inspiration, the sweet Holy Ghost came on me, and I sat right there in that study. And I wrote a poem, and I believe the Holy Ghost gave it to me as a witness and as a token. I care, son, I care. I began to write with that pen. I wrote it Friday evening, May the 6th. I looked out my window. I see water, storm, and mud. But I went and picked up my Bible. I see Jesus, my rock, and the blood. There's my hope. There's my refuge. There's my shelter. Oh God, I thank you for the witness and the token. I look all around me. There's trouble in every place. But I run to my Bible and I find God's sustaining grace. The destructive winds of trial are blowing, that surely my eyes have scanned. But I trust in my God eternal. I'm held by his unchanging hand. Problems like storm clouds gather. You wonder if the rain will ever end. But we have God's promise, child. I still love you. The sun's gonna shine again. Holy God. Through all of these years, I've served him. By faith, his guiding hand I can trace. My blessed Savior has never left me. He has surely kept me by his saving grace. So I'll keep on serving Jesus, for I know I'm never alone. Yea, there'll be a few more trials, but I know I'm going to make it home. I'm too far in the race to ever slow up and quit now. I got a mommy and daddy that's waiting, and I long before Jesus to bow. For I want to praise him and thank him for saving my soul from sin. All I want to hear him say is, well done, my child. Enter in. There'll be perfect peace and joy then when my Jesus, where my Jesus is the light, we'll rejoice forever in God's sweet presence with great, great delight. Just a few more steps to take, maybe a few more miles to run. All of our troubles will soon be over, and the last battle will be won.
Thank you, Lord.
It'll all be over. Come on, hold on to what you got right now.
Come on.
Don't you let it go. Don't doubt out now. That enemy likes to bring fear and doubt and worry and cares. But he let me know and sent me a token with my own hand. And he gave me a poem that said, hold on, child. The sun's going to shine again. Can we praise him here? Oh, praise be to the Lord. I love you, Jesus. I could have lost it all.
Brother Danny, have you ever been there when it looked like you might lose your property? Landslides and everything. I went up there and I called and called and called. You remember that? When that tornado come through, where's that place at? West Liberty, come a barreling through there. We got the awfulest winds where we were living. And somebody said it hit West Liberty. I said, oh my goodness, Danny and Sue lives in West Liberty. I tried and tried and tried to call. I said, oh, God help them. Lord, are they all right? Mary and I jumped in the car. We went out through there. We had the mailing list because we sent newsletters to them and CDs. I GPSed it, and I'm telling you, we came through West Liberty. I said, oh, dear Lord, look at the destruction. Huge trees pulled up by the roots, twisted like this halfway up. Houses laying in splinters. Garages missing. Farm tractors turned over. The awfulest mess you've ever seen. We come down through there off of that hill and finally found where they lived. Went up there. Brother Danny said, you won't believe it. He said, look right over there. He said, we watched that old funnel cloud. He said, it went right across that field. If it had come up over that hill and dropped down, it would have come right at his house. Hallelujah to the Lord. But the Lord had a detour and took it out across that old field. And Brother Danny went in there and he brought some big ice balls that had fallen out of the sky. Was big as baseballs and landed all over his property. Hallelujah, where the road is. But the Lord sent a token and the Lord delivered. And the hand of God, hallelujah, became a refuge. And I push it away. I'm telling you, the devil like to destroy every one of us. But you can't do it, devil. I've got a hold of God. And I ain't going to turn loose. I'm a winner. Hallelujah. The Lord's on my side. I raise your little hand. Hallelujah, Jesus.
I didn't know I'd say all that. Come on.
Praise.
Come on. Praise. Praise. Praise.
Glory.
I mean, he's got a token.
Come on.
Praise the Lord. I'm a living one.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hallelujah. McCabe sings a song. Look at me. I'm a trophy of grace. We'll park right over there. See Maria come up. Brother Gary on the passenger side. I said, I want you to look at that. Hallelujah. Three services in a row. I looked and I saw Brother Gary going by. Let's praise the Lord for a token. Let's praise the Lord for a witness. Woo! I said, the Lord ain't done yet. I felt that the cold of my heart. The Lord ain't done yet. The Lord's going to do marvelous things. I believe that, Brother Rod and Brother Roddy. This is just the start of it. We're going to see the hand of God move.
Glory, 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 glory.
Token. He's getting ready to pour it out. I believe that with all my heart. We're going to see some things. Hallelujah, before Jesus comes.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
I've done all I can do.
Well, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Ain't you glad we got our token? Hallelujah. Oh, I'm covered by the blood. Hallelujah. What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What a token. All that he shed on Calvary for somebody like you and I.
Yes.
He did it for us. Hallelujah. He done it for everyone in this whole entire world.